This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A fifth child has died from the flu in Colorado this respiratory spiral season, the most in recent years. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
A spokesperson with the state health department says the child was under five and from outside the Denver metro area. The state's epidemiologist says it's a tragic reminder flu is not just a routine illness, but a serious disease. Three out of five of Colorado's pediatric deaths have been in children younger than five. Colorado saw a record number of flu hospitalizations around Christmas. Nationally this season, the CDC reports it's recorded 71 pediatric deaths associated with flu. It says about 90% of reported pediatric deaths this season have occurred in children who are not fully vaccinated against the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State legislators introduced a bill this week to require social media companies to comply with warrants much faster than they currently do. Here's CPR's Ava Keon.
The bill brought forward by State Representative Tammy Story of Evergreen and Senator Lisa Cutter from Jefferson County requires companies to acknowledge a warrant within 8 hours and comply within 24 hours unless given an extension. Right now, they have up to 35 days. It also calls for those platforms to report certain threatening or illegal content to local law enforcement within 24 hours. A similar bill with additional measures introduced last year didn't pass. Earlier this month at a press conference, lawmakers said quicker turnaround times would help law enforcement prevent tragedies. Ava Keon, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. More unseasonably warm weather today. Gusty winds in Denver means high fire danger. Expect sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. For Grand Junction, more sun, highs in the lower 60s. For Ridgeway, cloudy in the lower 50s. This is CPR News at 7:06.